So now that Chaitanya Nityananda always serving the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also left Navadvip after the sannyas of Mahaprabhu. And see, he played a very decent, prominent role to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shanti. He had promised Satyamaya that I will bring it. And he brought. And you know, it has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, all these things, how he thought. Then he went to Jagannath Puri, and Mahaprabhu first day, he used to send him, return him to Bengal, or you should go in Bengal and then. And he used to tell them, or don't come every year, but he always used to come. And Mahaprabhu again used to request him not to come. He should be in Bengal and he should preach there. How he preached there, you know? Once with so many devotees, like we go, not less than 20, 40, 80, 100 in Bengal also like this. So, with so many. And where to preach? Oh, neglected persons. Especially in India, business class persons, goldsmiths, they are seem to be very low class. Because goldsmith can take gold even from his mother's ornament. Understand what I'm going to tell? If her mother will tell that make it golden chain for me, and he will take gold from her mother, his mother, and he will take some percentage from that even. So in India they are called very low person. Though very rich, very wealthy, but he is. For their water is not taken. Hindu, like Brahmins, they don't allow their water. So, he used to go in there, in them, and to preach. Anyhow, you should tell only Radha Krishna or Krishna. That is. You will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. And thus, with a very good confession, he used to preach. No binding, no regulation, nothing that you should not take wine or all this alcohol and anything. All you should speak. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, only this. And one thing you to do, and how miracle. He was turned to bhakti. Yathestam re bharata kuru hariharidvana manisham tato vasana saram bodhitarna dhāyo idam bahu spotai radati rati yandhya prati griham bhale nityānandam bhajata. All you to do in village to village, land to land, anyone, even drunkard, you know, he went to drunkard, jadai madhai, he told anything, rule regulation that all you should not take wine. All you can take just taste wine. The taste means enough you can take wine. No how. I will give you so much wine. So no regulation that we find. Oh, you can take. Never told that all you should to test first tulsi and you should follow four When one person for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, he told, oh, at once, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So how? So he used all the Swarna Mani, gold snitch at that time. Oh, they were in the guidance of Dharmadatta Thakur, they joined that movement. Was very rich person, Dharmadatta, and very high class of devotee. Whatever he did for the pleasure of Nityananda, very high class of rich person. But his farming to farming was spent only in Nityananda Prabhu, to Vaishnava, to Guru, Hari, like this. He was always serving Nityananda Prabhu with his associates, always with him. Sometimes he used to go to home only to maintain, how to manage, and again he used to come in it. Once Nityananda Prabhu went to a village, and in that village a very rich person, Ramchandra Khar, was a very big landlord, and he sent prostitute to for Hardar Thakur, and he was against Mahaprabhu and against bhakti. But Nityananda Prabhu anyhow went there, and he, because he was Mahabhadhu, what who has done or not done, no remembering. So he went in the village, and he went in his own Durga Mandap. Durga Mandap means for any festival it is kept, especially for Durga Puja. He went with his bhakti. When he went there, and he thought that today we will be here, and next day we will go to. But Ramchandra Puri sent him, Ramchandra Khar, he sent any person, or go and at once tell this Avadhu not to stay here. Oh, he is in not a very pure place for them. And giving them a very good place, a Gaushala, where nearby they should go there. Because Gaushala is so sacred, and you should be there, not here. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he laughed so loudly. Oh, very good. This place is not your father's, we know. Tomorrow, Mohammedan Muslim will come. I have cut so many persons overboard. And they will make here the mahotsav of meat and slaughtering all. And laughing, and he went from this place. He left. And he went to another village. And next day, it happened that all went to Nityananda Prabhu and told, oh Prabhu, in the same night, Muslim came in so many, and they cut out all the family person off. And they looked at his whole wealth. There was no one to see even. And they cooked their meat and so many things. Then Nityananda Prabhu told that. Oh, what he did, he had to suffer. Nityananda Prabhu said, and village to village, he goes to village. What more? You could tell something. He helped me, and he was coming to attack me, but he and hearing this Mahaprabhu Dekhan so, and at once he sprinkled his mercy and he embraced and gave him in this way. And after that,
so the Jagai who observed first of all, I offer my unlimited time of personality at the lotus feet of Madhya Samaradhikam Guru Parapad. First of all, I will try to explain something about Nityananda Sutra, which has not yet been described.
No. Not yet. Oh, I want to explain something remaining.
Something which is left off. The Nityananda Vaishnava. So, we have heard from Pujapad, Govinda Bhakat Prabhu and other devotees, how Baudev, he is called the Vaibhav Prakash, manifestation of Krishna. So in the same way, Nityananda Prabhu is the Vaibhav Prakash of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. And from Baudev, the Tadak Atma Rupa, the expansion such as Sankarshan in Mathura and Dwarka in this first Chatuvyuha have come. They are called Prabhav, the last expansion. And from him, Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha, he is called Vaibhav, the last expansion.
What has been told? Only remnant thing.
I'm coming to this. And from him have come Swamsa expansions in the form of Kannada Kasai Vishnu. So, we should know that we owe our existence, our very existence, to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Because in Golok Vrindavan Dham, all jivas have come from Baldev, that is Nityananda Prabhu. And in Vaikuntha, all the eternally liberated souls, they have come from the Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha. And all the jivas, ourselves, those who are Tathastra Shakti jivas, conditioned souls in this material world, we have come from Mahavishnu, expansion of expansion of expansion of Nityananda Prabhu.
So anyone has returned from Goloka Vrindavan or not?
Over from there.
Yes.
So here we see that there are different types of jivas. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Javi Moh Purusha Loke Shakshara Uchite. Sarvabhuta, Shara Sarvabhuta, and Ikutta Sakshara Uchite.
Not
a
single. Not
a single.
My question is was simply that Jivas has come from Golok Vrindavan here.
None of the Jivas in this world who are fallen have come from Golok Vrindavan. Because there are two types of Jivas, Shara and Akshara. That means everyone in the spiritual world, Krishna said, is called infallible. And the other type of Jiva are called fallible. So those Jivas who have come from Nityananda Prabhu or from Baldev in Goloka Vrindavan, then they can never fall to this world. They're called
akara,
infallible.
What they are?
They are akara, they can never fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the jivas which have come from Mahavishnu, they are Tathastra Shakti, and they're called kara. They can fall in this world, that is us. Mm-hmm. Also, we should know that Nityananda Prabhu, just like Krishna, never leaves Vrindavan. So Baladev also never leaves Vrindavan. So in the same way, Satyananda Gaura Hari, he never leaves Navadvip. And Nityananda Prabhu also never leaves Navadvip Dham. But we see that Nityananda Prabhu, he went on tour of all the holy places in the company of one sannyasi. And also he met with his Gurudev, Sri Lakshmipati Tirtha, and received diksha from him when he was traveling all over to many holy places around India. So how is it that Nityananda Prabhu has left Navadvip? Furthermore, we also see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an older brother. His older brother's name is Vishwarup. So if Vishwarup is the older brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who is he? Is he Baldev or who? And Vishwarup also left Navadvip and he was also traveling all over India. So now we become in a dilemma. Who is the identity of Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvip? And who is the identity of Nityananda Prabhu outside of Navadvip? And who is Viswarup? And these things are very difficult to understand, but the acharyas have revealed this knowledge to us, and that's why I was first describing about Bhagdesh, Munsakashan, Mahasangishan and everything. We should understand that when Nityananda Prabhu was travelling all over India, at that time this form of the Nityananda Prabhu, it was not the Rohini Nandan manifestation of Bhavadev as Nityananda Prabhu, but rather this was Mool Sankarshan. And Vishwarup, who was travelling everywhere, he was the manifestation of Mahasankarshan. And we know that when Vishwarup finished his pastimes in this world and went back to the Nitya Dham at Pandharpur, then Vishwarup, he entered into the body of Nityananda Prabhu. That means that the Mahasankarshan entered into the body of the Mool Sankarshan. So the chapter has been described in this way. Another topic which is very interesting is the fact that Nityananda Prabhu Pahadev, he came in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, of Sri Lakshman. Lakshman is the younger brother of Sri Ramachandra. But when he came in the pastimes of Krishna, and in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as his older brother. So, Srila Gurudev, he touched on this point this morning. Why was that? Because in the pastimes of Ramachandra, then Ramachandra told him to do many things which he did not want to do. For example, when Sita Devi was going to be tested in fire, he told Lakshman, "You bring the wood." So this was horrifying for him, that he would have to bring the wood for the test of fire for Sita Devi. Also, when Ramachandra was wanted to send Sita Devi to the forest to stay in the ashram of Valmiki Muni, then it was Lakshman who he told to take her on some pretext. And then when he took her there to the ashram, then break the news. "By the way, now I've brought you here, I cannot bring you back. You must stay here." So all these activities, they are very much heartbreaking for Lakshman. So he decided, "I don't want to do this. I don't want to carry these orders. When I appear again with Ramachandra in any pastime, I will not be his younger brother, because the younger brother has to carry out the order. I will be the older brother, and then he will not be able to tell me what to do." Many devotees know this. But if we examine it very carefully, then we may think, what is this? Nityananda Prabhu, Balbhesh Prabhu, Lakshman Prabhu, they all have Sevak Abhiman. Their idea is, I am the Sevak of Bhagavan. So if anyone has the mood of being the servant, then they never consider their own happiness. They only consider the happiness of the person they are serving. They never have any separate desire. So why is Lakshman, why was he thinking, "I don't want to carry this order of Lord Ramachandra"? It appears to be against the verse, which is the very definition of Shuddha Bhakti. "Anya vilasita shunyam jnana kama janabritam anukuryena krishna anukuryam bhakti uttama." In the Uttama Bhakti, "Anya vilasita shunyam," there is no other desire other than to serve one's Ishtadev. So it appears to be against this. But if we go very deeply into the matter, then we'll see, anukuryena krishna anukuryam. The service should be anukul. So when we see that Lord Ramachandra, he sent Sita Devi to the forest, why did he do it? Because he is Maryada Purushottam. He wanted to set an example for all of the common people. Because he was wandering in the city, and one lady, she came back to her husband after being out all night, and he said, "You have spent one night away from me, without my permission, so now you cannot come inside the house." And she said, "Oh, but Sita Devi went away from Ramachandra for such a long time and he accepted her." He said, "I am not like him." And when Lord Ramachandra heard this, then he thought, "Oh, people will misuse my example. So I have to set an example and banish Sita." So if we go deeply into the subject matter, we find that Lord Ramachandra, he never rejected Sita Devi, but rather the King Ramachandra rejected his queen. But Ramachandra never rejected Sita. The king rejected his queen, but Ram never rejected Sita. In other words, in his heart, he never rejected her. And therefore, he would worship her golden form in her absence and feel a very high mood of separation. So, what is service? Anukulyena Krishnanu. It is favorable to fulfilling the innermost heart's desire of one's Ishtadev. So, Lakshman was thinking, being the younger brother, I have to carry his order. But what he orders me to do, and what is his innermost heart's desire, they are not the same. So, if I become the older brother, then he cannot order me, and I can only carry out those activities which will fulfill his heart's desire completely. So this is a confidential tattva of this pastime. So Nityananda Prabhu came, Baldev Prabhu came as the elder brother. Now Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are very extraordinary, and we have heard some of his very uncommon behavior. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu out to go preaching, after they had been preaching, Haridas Thakur returned from the preaching, his preaching activities, and he began to make complaints in the form of a joke, complaints to Advaita Acharya. So he told Advaita Acharya, "I don't know why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me out preaching with his avadhus. His behavior is so strange. When we set out to go preaching, if I go one way, then he's sure to go in the opposite direction. His behavior is so strange. Sometimes he will jump on the back of a bull and say, 'Mahadev, Mahadev.' Sometimes he will jump into the Ganges and begin wrestling with crocodiles. And sometimes then he will float down the Ganges pretending to be a dead body. And he'll say, 'Oh, what happened? What happened?' And then he will jump up and smiling, thinking that he's played a very funny joke. Sometimes he will approach any small 5-year-old cowherd girl and he'll say, 'Oh, will you marry me?' And then she'll start crying and run home. Sometimes any milkman is milking the cows and he will come and he will steal the milk and run away. And when they see all the milk has gone, they will see me, Haridas Thakur, see me standing there and think I have done it. And then they will want to chastise me. And he said, 'No, no, it was not me, it was him.' And don't be angry with him also. He's avadhus. Try to understand. He's not an ordinary person, he's avadhus. We have heard how he was walking to the house of Haridas Thakur, all with coping on his head and completely naked. Though he was a full grown man, he is walking around naked and covered in dust. So these activities, this is the question. These activities are so strange, so uncommon. And it is very difficult to understand. But in this, there's a very wonderful teaching for each and every one of us. What is that? If one wants to do sadhana bhajan, then two things are essential. One is called utkanta. Utkanta means an intense eagerness. And the other one is called avesh. Avesh means absorption. Unless one does bhajan with avesh, absorption, then he cannot realize anything. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's in the state of avesh, completely absorbed in his internal consciousness. He thinks, "Who am I? Oh, I am Baldev. I am a small cowherd boy playing in Vrindavan. So sometimes I jump on bulls, sometimes I jump in the river, sometimes I do so many things, sometimes running around naked like this." So there's a very important teaching in this, and that is that Nityananda Prabhu is showing, giving us the example how to always be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. A very wonderful thing. So Nityananda Prabhu would go here and there, doing his Harinam Sankirtan. And Srila Gurudev earlier in the class, he's quoted one verse written by Sri Vrindavanas Thakur. Yasaisam Re Brata Kuru Hari Hari Dwana Manisham. That Nityananda Prabhu, he would do kirtan, and he would stop the kirtan, and he would raise his hand in the air and say, "Everyone listen to me! Everyone listen to me! I want to make a vow. I make a vow this day." What is that? If any of you, you chant the name of Krishna only one time, with honor or without honor, with faith or without faith, with attention or even neglectfully, then I am making a promise right now. I promise that you will be delivered from the ocean of material existence. And if you are not, oh, then you should come and make your complaint to me, because I take full responsibility to deliver you all. So she said, "See, Nityananda Prabhu, he was so merciful, going here and there, doing sankirtan with his associates." So Nityananda Prabhu, he's Baldev himself, and his associates, the Dwadasa Gopalas, 12 very important cowherd boys from Vrindavan, they came along with him and did Harinam Sankirtan with him. We have heard from Srila Gurudev today about one very intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Udayan Dasa, Udayan Thakur. He was Subahu, one of these Dwadasa Gopalas. And so with his associates, he did his Harinam Sankirtan. We have heard from Pujapad Jnanadas Prabhu how he told, Nityananda Prabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami to feed all the devotees the chip rice. So when Nityananda Prabhu sat down to take chip rice, he was, at that time, Raghav Pandit came to him and he said, "Oh my Prabhu, I have already cooked very nice prasadam for my Thakurji, and you have accepted the invitation to come and take prasadam in my house today. And that food is sitting there growing cold and you are not taking it." Nityananda Prabhu said, No, no, I would rather eat here, have a picnic on the bank of the river. Why? Because his mood is like a cowherd boy, and the cowherd boys, they like to sit on the bank of the Jamuna with a bow leg and have a picnic there. So he said, I want to have a picnic on the bank of the river, because his mood is like that of a cowherd boy. So Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, they're very wonderful and astonishing. And by hearing them, the heart will become neat and clean. Because it is said that the jivas, the tathagata jivas, who are in Maya, they are very weak. They have no strength. So in the Upanishads it is written, Nayam Atma Bala Hineina Labhya, that no jiva can become Krishna consciousness without chit bhav, without the spiritual strength. And this chit bhav, it comes from Nityananda Prabhu. So unless we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, and he inspires the Sandini Shakti within our heart, then Sandhit and Ladini Shakti, which is Bhakti itself, cannot appear there. So today I'm offering my standard Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and praying that he will sprinkle one drop of mercy.
5 minutes. Conclusion.
As written in his Chaitanya Charitamritam, how he gave mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Srima Nityananda Prabhu. Srima Nityananda Prabhu had one servant named Niketana Ramdas. Once, in the residence of Kaviraj Goswami, they had one Sankirtan day and night, and they invite Niketana Ramdas also there. Niketana Ramdas came there, and he was always absorbed in Nityananda Prabhu, and always in absorbing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. When he came there, so many parts, all of them stood up from their feet and respected him. So there was a person of Vrindavan, Kaviraj Goswami, named Gunarda Mitra. He not stood up and not respect him. Nityananda Prabhu became angry. Oh, you are second room of Sankirtan. You are not giving, saying respect me. But the Brahmin not became angry, became silent and engaged in service of deity. So Kaviraj Goswami and another brother, he has big faith on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but semblance of faith of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When anyone paying respect to Nityananda Ramdas, sometimes he jumped over someone's shoulder, sometimes he slapped someone, sometimes beat by his flute. So to whom he does, they became ecstatic in love. So at last,
are you understand what he is telling? You?
Invite to the, and one Brahman was going to you there and did not respect him.
Who did not respect?
Okay.
You know, you see, that is why you are understanding. I want that what he has told, all has.
Chaitanya Ramdas, he had a flute, and he was also very playful. So sometimes he would jump on the shoulders of someone, sometimes he would hit the person with his flute like this.
Now, when he came, who came? And who not respected him?
So he is told that you are second Romoharshan Sutra. You are not respected me.
Then what became?
But
in link of this, what became? Why you quoted this?
So Kaviraj Goswami quoted all these things, how we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So I want to.
So what is link with this?
I want to show this. So like Baladev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Baladev Prabhu is same. And Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu servant also, they are very merciful and they have some quality of their master. So
I have to see something.
Make them angry, he engaged his service in this your ship. So after that Harinam Sankirtan, there is some discussion between Kaviraj Goswami's brother and Minkatan Ramdas. Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he has deep faith on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sanguine faith of Nityananda Prabhu. So hearing this, Minkatan Ramdas became angry and he had broken his flute and went there from there.
Oh, Ramkitan.
Minkatan Ramdas. He became angry and broken his flute and...
What became of Pujari?
Pujari was not mentioned about his Pujari.
Not mentioned?
No. Not sure. So, hearing this thing,